I guess I'll start like this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Woo! I'm coming at you. Did it? Hold on. Does this have a noise gate? Whatever. I'm coming at you non-live, unfortunately, from our secret Wire and Nerve bunker in Seattle. Glad to be here. It's a very lovely, sunny day when I'm recording this. But yeah, so when you're listening to this episode, I'll also probably be listening to this episode, and if you want to shoot me a message, you're always welcome to, wireandnerve@hotmail.com. That's all spelled out. Coming up today, what do I even got? I got it all collected down here. Got to operate a little differently, unfortunately, because this is all just off my laptop. I hope the mic's sounding good. Well, there's a helicopter outside. I don't know if the mic's picking up on that. But basically, I'm going to have to edit that down. Why was there a... Okay. I'm getting too caught up in the mic stuff. I don't got to worry about this. We're starting it off with... Let's say Lock Your Doors by Death Grips. Who doesn't love Death Grips? Let's go.
To say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me. I've got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me. I've got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me. I got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me.
Corner of my eye, the corner's it. Session of goat sweat, stalactites up, slide through your next. Get me inside, I'll do the rest.
Them dimes, don't even ask.
Master of self-contained combust, sustained disgust, commanding plank, figure and strut. Can't be judged, subversive infiltration, reign supreme and numb and trust. Black master, fuck them. My bomb is stained dim, feel not but hate dim. Run up and face him, suspense rape dim. One by one, hot, come, shot, clip, spray dim. Life drop and waste dim, and by butts, lay dim to rhyme, dismantle. Turn the fat, light the candle, burn the wax. Before me dies, escort your prize. Can't deny it, no way back. I got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me. I got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me. I got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me. I got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Ancient low to the brain in a blaze, ignition, weightless world. Broke rotation, path is blurred. Memento mori, dead man's curve. Oblivion transcendent, becomes enshrined. I can't remember, I'm knowing now. Coming for yours, lock your doors. Identifier, destroyer. Cut me, train me, suck me, trick me, take me down. Feel me, 1-3, make your pumping chamber pounding swim. I got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me. I got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me. I got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me. I got some shit to say just for the fuck of it. Them dimes, don't even ask me.
Blah, 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 blah,
take one to know. Lift your chin, face don't slow. We'll be right back.
is bird note. One of the biggest threats to birds is the decline in biodiversity due to habitat loss. And the traditional manicured lawn isn't helping. Even birds who visit backyard feeders, like these black-capped chickadees, need a healthy mix of seeds, berries, and insects, often found on the native plants that we villainize as weeds when they grow in our lawns, says ecologist Douglas Tallamy.
We have more than 40 million acres of lawn in the U.S., which is the size of New England, and that's an ecological deadscape.
That means one of the easiest ways to protect birds at home is to grow native plants, says Tallamy, who co-founded an organization called Homegrown National Park to help people transform their lawns into havens for wildlife.
I love people to stop looking at their yard as an isolated ecosystem. It's part of a neighborhood, and somebody's got a sunny spot down the street but no trees, okay, that's where the pollinator gardens go. Somebody's got a giant oak and is overspreading 2 or 3 yards. That's great. That's going to provide a lot of resources for many of the houses in that yard. So look at your neighborhood as an entire local ecosystem and see what the total resources are.
Reducing your lawn to make room for native plants is a small step forward.
But imagine if everybody did this. This is why we call the Homegrown National Park movement a grassroots movement. It's a call to action.
To learn more about Homegrown National Park, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
This is Bird Note.
Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Man, this live record stuff, or this at-home record stuff is no joke. I'm not struggling, but there's a learning curve to this. There's too many press this and ruin everything buttons, which I don't know if you could guess, but I'm not too big of a fan of that. You were just listening to Mask by Babyland off the album You Suck Crap. I know a thing or two about Babyland fans. They're a weird band, but I really like them. Before that, we had Young God by Swans, obviously. Who else would I play? Off the Young God EP. Me and my friend Lucian got into an argument about this one because there's a few alternate names for it. I was like, no, it's called Young God. And that was funny. Lucian, you should be listening. If you're not listening to this right now, Lucian, I'm going to do something to you. Before that, we had Lock Your Doors by Death Grips. Man, I might be developing a cold. So it's a good thing that I'm not in the studio. Boom. Hashtag finals. Anyways, coming up next, we have Violent New Breed by Shotgun Messiah off the album of the same name. Have you ever heard in... Why is the mic... Oh my god, I can't talk without the mic peaking. This is evil. Have you ever heard of industrial glam metal? Well, you're going to now. Check this out. If it plays. Okay, now the volume's... See, and this is why there's too many screw everything up buttons on here. There's a button. What are we doing? I just muted the whole song. Let's do it. Try number two. We're bringing the volume up a little.
Yeah. This is Bird Note. Poet Sidney Wade has been birding for nearly 20 years. But for even the most experienced birders, there are days when we learn something entirely unexpected. Here's Sidney with a poem about one such encounter with a double-crested cormorant.
Blue. The great blue song of the earth is sung in all the best venues, treetop, marsh, desert, shore, and on this spring day in the wetlands where, under a late sun, we stand alone and in love with each other and the passing day, we watch a cormorant whose eye is ringed in blue diamonds, a shimmering lure, and we love this blue and this dark bird and this deepening sky that pinks and hums in the west. And then the bird opens his beak and flutters his throat, and the late afternoon light illuminates the inside tissue of his mouth, which is as blue as his ocular jewelry, as blue as the bluest ocean, as blue as the sky in all its depth, as blue as the back of the small and determined beetle who struggles to roll his enormous dung ball in his own breeding bid to enchant another small blue miracle. Part of their mating plumage is they get this beautiful sapphire ring around their eye. And I had not known that the inside tissue of their beaks turns blue as well.
Find more poetry about birds at our website, birdnote.org.